The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Rolling Stone says Dylan Carmichael is country music's most convincing young star since Chris Stapleton, and since unleashing his critically acclaimed 2018 debut, Hell on an Angel, he's toured with everyone from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Dwight Yoakam. Written a song for Travis Tritt's latest album, racked up millions of streams, gone viral on social media, and he even got engaged. And now the title track of his new record, Son of a, debuted as the number one most added single at country radio, and Carmichael continues to tour hard in 2022. Headlining his own Son of a Tour and opening for the likes of Brooks and Dunn, Cody Johnson, Brothers Osborne. Born and raised in Bergen, Kentucky. The 6'4 Troubadour is a Braves fan and a Kentucky Wildcats fan, so we're excited to talk to you here on the Braves Country Podcast. Dylan Carmichael, welcome to Braves Country.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing today?
Hey, bud. What's going on with you?
Man, nothing much. Just taking care of some stuff today, some stuff around the house and running some errands.
Where's home?
Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Okay.
The home of Johnny Cash.
There you go, man.
And Tom Waits.
There you go. Let me tell you. And it's neck and neck for me on those two.
And you know what? And my old buddy Marty Stewart lives up that way as well. We actually, I remember when Barry Gibb bought Johnny Cash's cabin up there, he had a lot of work done on it, and the fools who were working on it burned it down. Marty called me up, and I went up there, and we watched Johnny Cash's house burn down. It was one of the most surreal days I think I've ever experienced. It was really weird.
Wow.
There's a country song in there somewhere.
You spent some time in Hendersonville then.
A little bit of time. I worked for Marty Stewart for about 2 years when we did about a million records, the Souls Chapel record, and the Bluegrass record. He got a Grammy nom, and Badlands, and then a couple other things. And then I helped him produce that Wagon Mask for Porter Wagoner.
Wow, that's incredible, man. Well, I did not know that about you.
I'm sitting here with my buddy Tug Coward. He's been in radio for 20 years, and I'm nearly a 30-year man in music, but we just love the Braves so much that we had to get together and have a show where we kind of talk to musicians who love the Braves, because we love music and the Bravos, so we... We get together on this thing, and you know, we have another friend in common, and that's our buddy D-Rock down in the King of Middle Georgia.
I just saw him recently. We just ran into each other at the Clay Walker show a couple days ago.
That's a show right there. Count me in for that one.
That's a real country show.
It was great.
Good Lord. That is...
And they were on stage at the same time going song for song.
That's a different way of presenting it.
Full band.
Good.
And of course, they were up there telling stories about the 90s and everything else.
And it's so cool, man. I'm 45 and my son is 18 and he's into all kinds of things, you know, sports and music and whatever. So it's so awesome to see him listening to the stuff that I love. Of course, he listens to the new stuff, you know, like Luke Combs and Stapleton and Morgan Wallen. He loves those. But when he breaks out a Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn, or a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band Fishing in the Dark, I know I've raised the kid right.
That's right.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today. 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's kind of funny. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, who's your MLB team? And though I did grow up playing baseball, you know, we really didn't have one. I mean, we went to Cincinnati Reds games and stuff, but I've never considered myself a fan of the Reds. So I kind of don't have one. And somebody asked me, they said, well, if you were to pick one, who would you pick? And I was like, well, probably the Braves. My stepbrother, when we were younger, he was a Braves fan, and he had a really cool Braves ball cap, and I wanted one just like it. So I actually have a picture of me when I was a kid wearing a Braves ball cap. So I'm just like, well, maybe I am a Braves fan.
Dude, I love that story. I mean, there's so many ways that people fall into being a Braves fan. A lot of it is just being in the Southeast, right? Because college football is king, and then the Braves are right there with them. There's so many artists in Nashville that are Braves fans through and through because the Braves represent the entire Southeast. Like, they're the only team that has a geographical area. Everybody else kind of got a city.
That's right.
You need to get you a Braves Kentucky Wildcats branded ball cap because they have them.
Really?
Yeah, so they do it for all the colleges because they know everybody cheers for the Braves through the week, and then on Saturday we all cheer for somebody different. And so they've got Yeah, dude, they're awesome. If I'm not mistaken, it's white with a blue Braves A, and then on the side is the Kentucky UK.
I love that. I'm looking for it on Amazon right now.
There you go. They do it for all the teams throughout the Southeast through the SEC and the ACC. Obviously a huge Wildcats fan, so you got a big game this weekend too. The Dogs from the University of Georgia creeping up there to Lexington.
Well, I'll be there. I'm actually going. So I'm driving up to Kentucky. I'm hoping our home field advantage is, you know, the thing that gives us a chance. But, you know, our offensive line has been playing like garbage. Our quarterback has been sacked probably more than anyone else in the NCAA so far. But, you know, I know that our team has it in them. You know, the way they played Florida a couple months ago, I know it's in there. So we just got to pull it out.
Sure, man. And that's the thing. Kentucky's always been a basketball school, but the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, they've really done well in college football. So it's like Kentucky's like, wait a minute, we're not just a basketball school.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was watching the Dogs when they were playing the Tennessee Vols. And, man, they got a heck of a team, man. Like, you know, I'm not super competitive, so I ain't scared to say what's true. And the truth is that's one heck of a team, man. And we're gonna have our hands full, to say the least. But you know, a little bit of hope. I got hope.
Heck yeah, man. That's all any of us got.
But we're going to tailgate. We'll be there at noon. We're going to tailgate a little bit, and then we're going to head in and freeze our hind ends off. 32, I think high is 32 degrees.
Good Lord. That's a dynamic changer, too, man. That'll change a ball game, that temperature and weather.
Oh, yeah, it will. Absolutely. And, well, and football, by the way, is the sport that I love more than any, above basketball, above baseball. And I don't know anything about hockey, but I really love football, played football when I was a kid. I actually we can talk more about this later, but I actually kind of got out of sports once I got to high school because I found a guitar and I started playing guitar and I learned that the girls like the guitar players.
They certainly do. And you know, another thing, and Scott and I always talk about this, is that ball players want to be rock stars and rock stars want to be ball players. It's kind of the premise of this whole show to begin with, because we've ran across that so many times.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, at 6'4", did you play a little ball before you turned to the guitar?
I did. Yeah, I played football. But my high school actually was so small in Bergen, Kentucky. We never had a football team. And so I played recreational football team at like the local, you know, the local park or whatever. I played for the Broncos, which was, like a knockoff Denver Broncos, but whatever, Jetsman County Broncos or something like that. But just recreational football. I loved it. I was so proud of it. I did play baseball as well. I think I eventually took baseball more seriously. But I think that was just out of, like, because my school didn't have a football team. So
it seems so crazy in Kentucky that they wouldn't have at least, like, combine some kids from high schools or something.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, they tried every way in the world to get that to work. They were trying to figure out how to send the kids from my school to the county school just to play football, but it just wouldn't, it never did work out for some reason.
Man,
and
happens.
They still to this day do not have a football team.
That's something else there. Talking to Dylan Carmichael on the Braves Country podcast of the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. As a kid that grew up in Georgia, there is nothing more important to me than being from Georgia and being Southern. And I know that the people in Kentucky are the exact same way. It's something about just growing up in the South.
We're very, very proud of where we come from. I now live in Nashville, and I'd be lying if I didn't say I think every day about my hometown and at some point I'm going to go back there. Me and my wife are going to go back there. We've talked about it. Right now I got to live in Music City because that's what I do for a living. But yeah. But yeah, it's a pride thing. I mean, we're a proud people.
Absolutely. What is the something that stands out to you the most that makes you so proud to be from Kentucky, even though you live in Nashville these days?
There's some sort of feeling I get when I'm home that I can't really describe. I can't really put my finger on it, but it's like it's a feeling of comfort and just like, you know, it's a feeling of comfort and just well-being. Also, the people where I come from are everyone's your mama, everyone's your daddy, everybody treats you like family, just even though they're not.
Do you know our friend Richard Young from the Kentucky Headhunters? Are you buddies with him?
Yeah, I have. I met Richard one time a few years ago, actually down in Florida. He was a great guy, very nice guy. I wouldn't say that we know each other well, and he very well probably as many people as he's met through the years, he probably wouldn't recognize me from Adam.
When it comes to being down home and the things that matter to you, because you brought up, you know, just people taking care of one another, and that to me, that always comes back to a faith thing growing up in church. And I know you referenced Jesus in some of your music. Is that yep. somewhere that you live? Is that something that's important to you? Because it's really important to me.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, let's be real. It's a struggle. It's a struggle every day to pray and be faithful and obedient. It's a struggle as a human being, but it is very important. You know, thank God my wife is always on me. She'll stare at me real weird when I'm like stuffing my face, and she's like, "Are we gonna say a prayer over our food?" she keeps me dragging me to church, you know, because I live on the road all the time, so I won't even know what day it is. I won't even realize it's Sunday. Yeah. And she'll be like, you know, let's go to church. And I'm like, oh.
We all need that
but
person.
Anyway, it is very important in our household. We just got married about 2 months ago, and we understand how important that is in a marriage. And my grandfather on my dad's side, Harold Carmichael, his brothers were in a gospel quartet. I kind of cut my teeth on that side with gospel music as well.
Man, I love that. What are some of the best songs you like to play? And do you ever play some of those when you're doing regular shows?
Yeah, I don't play them as much as I should. I try to figure out how I'm going to incorporate that into my show all the time. But I love Old Rugged Cross.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
Actually, it's not even one of my favorite songs is a Christofferson song, Why Me, Lord?
Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
It's not commercially a gospel song, but it 100% is, you know.
Without
it's
doubt.
Such a beautiful song. I didn't grow up in a Baptist church when I was a kid. I was saved in a non-denominational church back home. So they played more contemporary.
Yeah, contemporary,
you know,
Christian.
Contemporary Christian. But so we didn't really do the hymnals as much, but I've definitely got a handful that my grandfather sang that I fell in love with.
I'm strong in my faith too, but I you know, I make mistakes every day like everybody else. I like to have too many cold beers or whatever, you know. It's just we're just broken as people, as you mentioned, and that's the beauty of, you know, gospel is the fact that we're all that same way, and we all need the Lord. But nephew of John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery, growing up in the shadow of two incredible country stars, I mean, that had to influence what you wanted to do as a kid.
No doubt. I mean, I got to see the good and the bad and everything in between of that. And I'll tell you, it's more good than bad. I encourage anyone that has a dream like that to follow it. But my family also has always encouraged me to do this. The people in my hometown, not so much, you know, they didn't really get it, but yeah, growing up with that, I always looked up to my mom was also a touring artist back in the early 2000s. And as I mentioned, my dad's side that we had music as well, but I always just, looked up to my uncles and my family that did music for a living, and I just always knew. I remember being 15 years old and being at school, and my teacher asked me, "What are you looking at pictures of?" And I said, "I'm looking at pictures of Nashville." And she goes, "Well, why is that?" I said, "Well, I want to move there one day and be a country singer." And of course, she laughed.
Right.
Even knowing that I have two uncles that that had succeeded at it, they still laughed at me because they thought, well, they were a glass half full. You know, they were like, well, if your uncles did it, then you definitely don't have a chance. You know, I was always thinking, well, my uncles were wildly successful with it, so that means that I could also be successful with it.
That's right.
Another guy that we've had on this show is Travis Denning, and Travis is engaged to John, I guess, your uncle's daughter.
Yeah, he's engaged to my first cousin, so Travis is going to be my cousin by marriage.
That's cool, man. I'm telling you what, that is a country music family if I've ever seen one.
And speaking of family, man, we love your new song, Son of a... I mean, it's just a great song, and I just want to read the lyrics here before we talk about it. I'm a son of a mama, I'm a son of a dad who will never stop loving me and being there and giving me everything they have. Let me tell you that I get it now, I admit it now, why I am the man I am. I'm the son of a mama and the son of a dad who give a damn.
So that's a song I wrote with my dear friends Casey Beathard and Phil O'Donnell. And faith and life coaches of mine as well. And, you know, we had a really good conversation that day about, you know, how there's all these parenting books and there's these, you know, you can Google it and get a big list of how you're supposed to be. But at the end of the day, really just having someone who gives a damn about you and how important that is. And that's kind of what led to this song. I mean, I'm a big family guy. These guys I wrote the song with are big family guys. And it's just so important. You know, it's so important to have someone there. And it's not always pretty. But if somebody cares about you, that's what family's all about.
Heck yeah, it is, man. And you're exactly right, dude. You hit the nail on the head when you said that and when y'all wrote the song, because it is so clear that so many people in this world don't have that. They don't have that family, and they're always looking for it. And that's the reason I think they connect with songs like this.
Yep. And this song, even though in the story it's about a son and a father and a mother, it's really, and I've had people come up to me and say, this song makes me think of my foster parents or my grandparents or my aunt or my uncle or even my siblings. You know, this isn't just exclusive to a son and a father. This is exclusive to family, you know, in general.
You know, there's songs like that. Like, I'll give you an example of songs that are relatable. Like, My Home's in Alabama by Alabama is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And I ain't from Alabama at all. But the things that they sing about are the same things that I care about living and being from Georgia.
Absolutely. It's almost like leave a blank there and fill the blank with whatever you want.
Whatever it is. You're exactly right, man. It's unreal. The songs like that, they just connect on a different level.
Thank you for the kind words on my song.
Yeah, it's doing really well. It's really getting out there, and we're proud of you for it, man. We're really enjoying it.
Yeah, I just found out it's the top 40.
Let's go. So, yeah, heck yeah, dude. That's the first goal, right, to get it on the charts like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're working towards top 30 now, sitting at 38.
You've been touring hard and getting a lot of great hits out there on the road. I wanted to ask you about your experience on the Grand Ole Opry versus touring with Skynyrd or Yoakam, Brooks and Dunn, those kind of folks. Can you rank those types of experiences?
Gosh, well, all of them. I mean, I'm a big Skynyrd fan. That's my rock side. I love Skynyrd, love their legacy and their story. But, you know, I've been on the road with all kinds of people that are my heroes. Tracy Lawrence, I've done shows with Jamie Johnson and Randy Houser, Dwight Yoakam. You know, I'm trying to think of someone, someone who's really lately became a really just kind of, whether he knows it or not, a strong impact on me is Dierks Bentley, because this dude is kind of like just treated me really good when he didn't have to. You know, he's been really good to me, and you know, he's got a lot of friends, and he's chose to ask me how I'm doing and encourage me to keep on keeping on. And it's just like, gosh, well, if I ever get in his position, I hope I'm still as humble and cool as he is, you know. But the music of my heroes, Tracy Lawrence, like I said, I went and seen Clay Walker the other day. I love those guys. That's what made me fall in love with country music is the music that they were putting out back in the day.
You know, it's funny you bring up that about Dierks Bentley, because that's such a mark of a good man, a good country singer, that is willing to do something for someone that may not be able to do something for them back.
It's crazy because, you know, celebrities at that level are can be under so much scrutiny, and they're just like on the brink of, everyone's on the brink of getting canceled. We don't have to get into all that, but like Dierks is like just unapologetically himself.
And I love that.
And he don't think he's better than anyone else, you know? And, like I said, he brought me up on his, he put me on a show. He heard my song somewhere and he liked it. He put me on a show, invited me up on his bus, introduced me to his family, got me up on stage with him, gave me his number. He stayed in touch, and probably once a month he'll text me and be like, "How you doing, man? I saw your song went top 40. Congratulations. Keep on rocking, man. It's just, you know, you're just one step away from getting to the next spot, and just keep on rocking, man. It's all possible. Just, I know it's discouraging. Just always, you know, I mean, it's just so cool. He don't have to do that. And he does. So
says
I'm
going to
sing his praises.
Yeah, man. Says a lot about him for sure. And some other folks you've been working with, your first single Hot Beer was produced by John Party, who's obviously done so well in country music. Track 16, Rolling Stone, you wrote that with Tyler Booth and Drew Parker, who's Georgia boy. He's been on this podcast with us a couple times. You know, it's,
yeah,
you got Dave Cobb, who has produced some of the biggest albums in all of country music in the last several years. You've got a pretty good little list of folks you've been working with there.
Very blessed to have these people in my life, and also still just like so blown away, and my mind is blown that these people even took the time to work with me. So shout out to those folks. Dave Cobb, John Party, Dan Huff, Phil O'Donnell are some of the producers that I've been blessed to work with. There's more to come. I'm going to start working on a new record this winter. I'm not sure who's producing it, but there's going to be some new music being worked on this winter.
Somebody tells me working a little bit with Hardy. Is he going to be involved in that project? And that's a guy that is blowing up and has, it's like he's been such a slow burn, and now all of a sudden it's starting to happen for him, and I couldn't be more happy for a guy that is just an old Mississippi boy.
Yeah, he's a buddy. He's a great guy. You know, like Dierks, in the midst of everything he's got going on, he takes care of he cares about people and makes sure everyone's doing all right. And he's we've written a couple songs together. I've recorded a couple songs that he's written, Hot Beer being one of those. Mm-hmm. And I would love for him to be involved in this next project somehow, some way. I can tell you, I want more of his songs that he writes, because he, every time I hear a Hardy song, it just lights me up, whether, you know, he, depending on whether he wrote it by himself or with other people, like, it don't matter. If his touch is on it, it's he just, everything he touches is just awesome.
You got to have strong coaching and strong management. The Braves here, of course, have a great tradition of strong management with Bobby Cox and now Brian Snicker, who's a protege of his, who's probably about to win the Manager of the Year tonight. And by the time people hear this, he will be the Manager of the Year for 2022.
Wow.
You've worked with two of my friends, first with Ben Ratliff and now with my old friend Cappy, two great Southern managers. Talk a little bit about the importance of having a manager who you can completely trust.
The manager is such a key role. You know, these are the people that, when you're trying to focus on being creative and write songs and perform and all that stuff, and if you're doing all that yourself, it's counterproductive. You know, I've seen artists try to do it all themselves. You know, you still got to work hard. You can't just put all the load on the manager. But, you know, I've seen artists try and manage themselves. It just takes away from the writing and takes away from the performance and the performance in the recording studio. And it's just the manager is kind of the brain of your career. And then I'm the heart, you know, I'm writing the songs, I'm pouring my heart and soul out performing. And the brain is like the management, and they're making sure everything's organized. They're making sure that I'm showing up where I need to be on time, putting stuff in my calendar, and advising me on how to make good decisions and how to avoid the bad decisions, you know. And it's such an important role. So, yeah, props to the managers out there.
Couple more minutes with Dylan Carmichael. We're talking to him on the Braves Country Podcast and Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Tug Coward along with Scott Munn. Hey, you can find Dylan on his website, dylancarmichael.com, on socials at Dylan, D-I-L-L-O-N-C, music, at Dylan C. Music. Some tour dates coming up, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in December, the 2nd through the 6th in Las Vegas, St. Jude Jam on December 12th at the Grizzly Rose in Denver, Colorado, also headed to Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then in 2023, January 27th at the 8 Second Saloon in Indianapolis, Indiana. Man, goodness, it's going to keep you busy.
And that's also, we're booking more shows. That's just a fraction of what we're going to do. So if you're hearing this, there's a really good chance we're going to be in your city. So just follow me on social media. If I don't already have a date booked there, I will, most likely, or somewhere close. So y'all come see us. I say our live show is our bread and butter.
When are you coming through Atlanta? Do you know yet?
I don't have anything booked. I actually was just in Macon this past weekend. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't have anything booked in Atlanta right now. But we come to Atlanta at least once a year. So we will most definitely be in Atlanta.
Make sure Tug and I know. We'll follow you. We'll make sure we're there, man. We can't wait to see you live.
You literally just went and did that on Twitter right there. So I want you to do it too, at Dylan C. Music. When you're out on the road, we always like to ask this kind of the last question. When you're out on the road, what are the best mom and pop restaurants that you love to visit?
Well, in Kentucky, where I come from, it's not a mom and pop place, but it's a place called Lee's Famous Recipe. And it's Colonel Sanders' nephew who started the company, and they have the best chicken in the world. So if y'all go through Kentucky, even Ohio, I think they have a couple, but Lee's Famous Recipe chicken. I love barbecue, so I'll go any city that's known for barbecue. I've been all through Texas, had barbecue, Kansas City, Memphis, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. I've had barbecue everywhere. I love barbecue. I'm trying to think of a specific mom and pop place. There's a place out in Texas, believe it or not, called the Kenny Store, which is just a little place. It's not even in a city. You'd have to literally Google the Kenny Store in Texas, because I don't even know what city to look up, but it's there somewhere. And it's really, they've got the best food and the best music, and they've got Lone Star beer on tap, and that's one of the best experiences I've had at kind of a mom and pop place ever.
You like Texas barbecue or that southern stuff, or you like the that kind of
the
Carolina yellow stuff that Tug likes?
Carolina Gold. I do like Carolina Gold. I do prefer Texas barbecue, only because I'm a brisket guy. I love brisket, and that's my favorite type of barbecue. So I prefer Texas, but I also, just like I said, like, I've never met barbecue I didn't like. So
okay, because I just looked up the Kenny Store, the KennyStore.com, the Kenny Store in Kenny, Texas, and it is a live music venue and good barbecue. Says it right there on their daggum website, and now we have it by an official account in my man Dylan Carmichael. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. I love talking to guys who are passionate about the music that they create. It is always hard work. When it's worth doing, it's hard work, and I admire guys like you that ain't afraid to get in there and skin your knuckles and write hard and play hard and work hard and then have it pay off. So, man, congratulations on that.
Well, I sure appreciate y'all. Thanks for the kind words, man. We'll keep it real, and let's do this again.
I hope so, man. If you ever get through Atlanta, seriously, man, we'd love to have you here at the Braves Radio Network Studios. We're right there in the Battery, Atlanta. I mean, we literally can look across the room here and look down at the right field gate of Truist Park, home of your World Series champion, Atlanta Braves. So we'd love to get you over here, man. Maybe you bring a guitar and strum a tune or two and play live here, and it would just be a blessing and an honor.
Absolutely. I'll shoot y'all a message next time. We'll be there.
Sounds like a plan, man. God bless you, brother.
All right,
God
man.
God bless you. Y'all take care. Thanks for having me.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.